yeah, Molly's like, look, I when I was working late at night, you had an issue. Now I try to bring you to my work at Vince, you have an issue. Like, what's the problem?
The fact that she saw that as a solution is wild.
Is wild. Him wild. Coming to your networking lawyery events. Who the fuck wants to go to that ever?
And, like, that's the solution to you working 14 hours a day?
Right.
Like, how was that? Okay. How did you think that that was going to solve anything?
No idea, because she comes up with solutions that are convenient for her.
For her, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. This don't have nothing to do with Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. And she's just not being very perceptive.
That too, just total lack of. Because
you could tell he was on the brink last episode.
You don't know. So, yeah, Andrew just kind of let loose. It was like, anytime I try to talk to you about my feelings, you dismiss it. But you always expect me to bend over backwards for you. Like, with my brother, you totally dismissed that. Yep. Like, you didn't even try. But you knew that was going to come back. Yep. Her not going to that basketball game, she fucked up.
She fucked up. She fucked up.
She fucked up. Because he saw you were treating my brother like you're treating Issa right now. Yep. I don't even appreciate or agree with what you're doing with Issa.
Yeah, right.
And now you're doing this to my brother.
And that's your friend.
And that's your friend. That's your friend.
Your friend. Exactly. This is my brother. Like, nope. And I don't know you like that.
And so, yeah, Andrew's like, you got me fucked up.
Yep.
Molly. In so few words, that is literally what he said.
Exactly what he said.
Now, Molly doing what she does best is project. And so she's like, sounds like you're still holding on to shit. And Andrew's like, you literally do that for a living. Like, that's all you do is hold on to shit. Are you kidding?
But Andrew, you were holding on to shit and then collecting it and waiting to burst in this moment. Because it was over looking for LaToya, so it was very obvious. But still!
Very obvious. But still, Molly does the same. So, in the middle of all of this, them going back and forth, Molly's phone goes off, and it's Kelly on the other line. So, basically, we see the aftermath of that phone call, which is Molly, Kelly, Issa, like, going over to Derek's house and Tiffany's house, because Tiffany has been missing since yesterday morning. Last they know, she called Derek at like 10 a.m., said she needed to get out the house. She was going to check into a hotel. And then since then, she turned off her phone and they can't get in touch with her at all.
Yeah.
Just one funny moment from this scene, which I just loved and really related to, was Tiffany's mom, who, like, in her distraughtness, was like, I dreamt of catfish last night. Black people stay dreaming of foolishness that don't mean nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Oh, goodness. So they all head out to LA Live, which I guess is like a big, like, entertainment center or something.
Yeah, or movie theater.
Movie center.
Yeah.
Casino. Something. It looked like a lot was happening there.
LA
Live. It's just like, this is a lot. But yeah, they go there to kind of split up and try and find, look for Tiffany. I don't know if you noticed the cameo by Prentice Penny.
I did see he was a security guard.
Yeah. Shout out to Prentice. So yeah, they can't find her. Then finally a bartender says that he did see her and he saw her get into a Lyft and head out to get some food. So they all kind of piece their ideas together and they, you know, think, okay, she must be at Guestado's or whatever, this Mexican spot. Which is not too far away. Issa uses her knowledge of
her Lyft knowledge. To, like, that was really funny. Yeah.
Figure out which, like, location it was at.
Yep.
That was kind of funny. So yeah, they head to Guestado's. She's obviously not there, but the security guard lets them scan the videos and they actually do see footage of Tiffany coming in to get food. And then they see her board a bus. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Cause she don't ride the bus. You could tell as soon as you look at her, she don't ride the bus. And she in LA too.
The LA, who rides the bus in
know.
LA?
I don't know. That.
Right? I don't know. Definitely not people like Tiffany.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So they head on the same bus and they just start calling up hotels that are along the route to see if anybody has, like, a Tiffany Dubois who's checked in. And at this scene, we got, like, a very raw moment from Derek.
Yeah.
Who. Yeah, sad.
It was really sad.
He just, like, confesses, like, you know, I knew she wasn't happy, but I thought time would just kind of, like, help heal it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really know how to help her. She kind of shut down around the baby. Just him kind of spelling out different signs or symptoms of, like, postpartum depression.
Yeah, right.
And him being very hard on himself. Like, yeah. I feel like a lot of men are, because they don't really know how... They don't know how to help.
Exactly. And there was such a long stretch of time where she was building that body and creating that soul. Yeah. And that is a solo job. People like to say we're pregnant, but it's just one of us who's pregnant. One. Okay, nigga?
This is true.
So yeah. It's all that. Then you give birth also solo, yeah. Right?
Right.
Then, or just actually it's you and the baby, teammates. Mm-hmm. Then the baby's born and you're feeding the baby if you're breastfeeding. Like, there's just so much mommy and me that I feel like with men for like a whole year are separated and really have to kind of climb into that relationship in a way that they probably like, who does, who has like experience with doing that? Right. It's very foreign.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah. I will never know.
Never know. Yeah. But yeah, Issa, she just tries to assure him. She's like, look, none of us are perfect. We're all just trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Which reminded me of your therapist. Your therapist said we're all, what'd she say? We're all trying our best.
We're all trying our best.
All trying our best. Yep. And Issa in this moment is obviously talking to Derek, but Molly is sitting right there. So it's also like a parallel to her and Molly's issues. Issa's like, I'm trying my best.
And Molly, you're not.
You ain't doing
shit. You are literally not trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thankfully, Kelly gets through to the Sheraton. They confirm that Tiffany has checked in. They try to get off the bus, get a fight with the bus driver.
Thing.
God, who is taking his job very seriously. She's just open the door. Kelly obviously pushes that open door button and they get the fuck off.
Yep.
She's not the one, not in this moment, to be messing with. And there's just like a whole scene.
Thing that I was not prepared for. I was ready for all of them to die. I was ready for all of them to die. And that was the season finale. No.
Oh, God.
That's
really?
How on edge I am in these times.
I know. Any scene with a cop.
Cop and a black person, I'm like, oh, God. Fuck.
I know. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But thankfully, it was just pure comedic
humor.
Value,
yep. That scene.
Yep. Yes. Get into a whole thing. This, like, white dude on the bus was trying to, like, I don't know, just insert himself into drama.
Yeah. Yeah. No reason. Yeah. Just, like, bored on the bus, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly's, like, having to curse them out. Mm-hmm. She's cursing out the cops.
Yep.
Molly gets involved. Is like, is there a black reason why you're talking to us and not to that white man and that white woman over there?
Right.
Like, are you really trying to do this right now?
Yeah.
And then the white cop, he was kind of funny. He was. Like, not today.
Yep.
Not
he said, not
everybody
I.
Go home.
Yep.
They're not doing it. Mm-hmm. So anyways, they finally head to the Sheraton, room 504, and a very dressed down Tiffany. You've never seen Tiffany.
Bare bones. I thought there was a nigga in there.
Nate said the same thing.
I thought there was a nigga
like,
in there. Yep.
Don't do that. My heart couldn't take it.
I absolutely did.
Stop.
I thought that's how desperate she would be for like fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I couldn't.
Yeah, I could. I was imagining it in that moment. Yes,
oh
I could.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Nate said the same thing. And I'm like, don't say that. No. This is enough already. Like the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez. But yeah, no nigga inside.
No.
Just a very dressed down Tiffany. She just looks so sad and so broken.
I know.
And, like, ashamed.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's like, I'm sorry. She's like, I didn't know what else to do. You could tell she just wanted to get away.
That's it. And she's been having this feeling since the Coachella episode.
Yeah.
She was still pregnant.
Still.
And ate a crumb of a weed brownie.
Edible. Yeah.
And felt like, fuck, my life is over. My life belongs to this man and this baby. And I am gone. Where is Tiffany?
Yeah. And it must be tough, too. Like, the experience of being the first of your friends to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And, like, your other friends aren't even seemingly close to having kids.
Yeah.
Anytime soon. Like, better yet, being in stable relationships.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that within itself, I'm curious. Email 2blackgirls1rose@gmail.com.
Yes.
if you face that being the first of your friends to have a baby and like what that does to you mentally, emotionally, like how you deal with that experience.
Yeah.
Because yeah, as you said, from the Coachella episode, from way last season, Tiffany has been thinking and wondering about this, you know, new identity, being a mother, being a wife, and then being the only friend alone that's in that space in life.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Because for her to even feel this way, and Kelly's basically living with them at this point.
Right.
Like, and for her to still feel this way, it's been a buildup for a long time.
Yeah.
And I felt for her in this moment. Amanda Seals was doing some acting with those I'm Sorry. She was doing some good acting.
She was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was just like a really great, subtle portrayal of postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Because even as they talked about it in the wind down, how normally on TV, when you've ever seen postpartum, it's the woman like in turmoil and crying out and get this baby away from me. Yeah. Which, sure, that could happen too. Absolutely. But like, why does it have to be so over the top? Sometimes it's just a subtle, like a woman struggling, wanting to get away, or I don't know, just the way they chose to portray it, I thought was very nuanced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So anyways, the next day, get some great shots of the Kobe mural, Nipsey Hussle mural. Know.
And immediately I was like, oh God.
I know you rapping Nipsey.
Ooh, Nipsey and Kobe. And Gianna. Yeah. Seeing Kobe and Gianna gets me every time.
So yeah, we get some great shots. And then we have Molly who, you know, meets up with Andrew at his place. Because she left their like fight in the middle of things because she had to go help find Tiffany basically. Yeah. So they had to like pick up where they left off. And this is where, this is.
Andrew said, two black girls, one rose this last week.
It's a wrap, deuces. Molly. Deuces. He's like, it's not about my brother. It's not about anything. It's just like, I just feel like we're not a good match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just, we haven't been on the same page. I've been feeling like this for a while. And Molly, she just kept kind of pulling at any of her explanations are like, she was fighting for this, but none of it had to do with fighting for Andrew. And her love for Andrew.
Yeah.
That was nowhere in her fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was her first, you know, explanation was, you know, both of us have never been this far in a relationship. Like, that must mean something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could also mean nothing.
It could mean nothing because you just threw out your best friend of God knows how many years in front of that very house, girl.
Exactly.
So, since when?
So, longevity don't mean shit.
Don't mean nothing to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew pushed back. He's like, I mean, it shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah.
And then he flat out asks her, what are you fighting for?
Mm.
Like, is this what you really want,
Such
Molly?
A good question.
Such a good question.
That's a great question.
And she could not answer.
Nope.
She couldn't answer.
Nope.
And that even to me, that was kind of shocking because Molly always has an answer for something.
Yeah, because she's a lawyer.
Even if it's like, she's a lawyer. She could not answer. And Molly's just, she's not ready for a relationship. She's still, she has a lot of work to do on herself. And until she figures out why she can't let go of things.
Yeah.
Why she was so quick to throw away a relationship with her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she
has some gunk in there that she has to resolve.
Yep.
And she won't be ready to give herself to anybody else until she can give herself properly to herself.
Right, right. Her expectations of people are another one that have got to adjust. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.